What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Movement Radio and another edition of Something About Sports. My name is Talon Williams.
I am Chip Hazard.
And I'm Roger Sierra.
And now we're doing the offense, ladies and gentlemen. We are doing our draft of the best of creating the best offense that we possibly can. Again, we did a randomized order. I'm going first this time, and then it's Roger, and then it's Chip.
Hold on. Before you get into it, let's lay this out. So we will be picking a quarterback, a running back, two wide receivers, a slot receiver, a tight end, and then you have your center, your left tackle, right guard, and left guard. Those are the positions. Now, obviously, since there was the mix-up on my end last week, you do not have to pick in any particular order. You just pick your what you think is going to be your best position first.
Right. One quick question. And if you say no, then I'll let it go. Can we swap out a slot receiver for a fullback or vice versa? Because I feel like there are some amazing fullbacks out there that won't get no recognition. But
I mean, if you want to do that for your list, you can do that for your list.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I just wanted to throw that out there. Just wanted to ask. All right.
Be the only one.
Maybe I might be the only one. I don't know. I might go with a slot.
Yeah.
No, so y'all don't like. All right. So Mike Allstott ain't good. All right. Never mind. All right. about to say.
Maybe three right. other running backs, fullbacks.
Max Strong, Kyle Jessic. I'll give you two more. yeah, we all pick those. There you go. All right. Enough talk. Let's just get right down to it. The number one overall draft pick, in my opinion, he's the greatest. He's the greatest player in NFL history. This man, in my opinion, is the GOAT. He's the greatest wide receiver of all time. I'm going Jerry Rice, number one overall.
He's delusional and thinks that's the GOAT. I'm going to go with the actual GOAT right now, and that's Tom Brady.
So two back-to-back, I'm going to go with my QB, and I'm going the actual GOAT in Joe Montana. And then I'm going to go ahead and go with my running back, and I'm going to go, y'all are going to think I'm crazy, but I'm going O.J. Simpson with my running back.
Oh,
interesting.
Damn. Starting out with a killer offense.
Here we go.
Yes.
Here we go. All right.
So back to me. I'm going to go Travis Kelce. I'm going to go tight end. I'm going Travis Kelce.
How did I not know you were going to go Travis Kelce on that? I had a feeling. All right. Well, let's see. It's back to me. I'm going to go with my quarterback. Probably statistically one of the better quarterbacks out there. One that was probably should have won a championship, but they put a fucking defense around him. My quarterback is Dan Marino. I'm going to go Dan Marino at my quarterback position, and I need somebody to block for him. So for my first tackle, I'm going to go with my tackle. I'm going to go with Anthony Munoz.
Man is really not trying to win a championship. I'm just going to keep this in the family. I'm going to go Jason Kelce for my center.
I'm going wide receiver one, followed by wide receiver two. I'm going to go Randy Moss.
Damn it. I knew he was going to be off the list, but damn it. Go ahead.
And then wide receiver two, I'm going to go T.O. Terrell Owens.
I'm surprised.
I am too.
I'm so surprised.
I'm shocked right now, actually.
So speaking of unstoppable monsters, I'm going to go ahead and pick my next one. And I'm going to go with prime Bo Jackson.
I guess I got to go with the other obvious. I got to go Walter Payton. Walter Payton at my running back position. And I'm going to go with Mike Webster as my center.
That's a good one. I am going to go with Wes Welker, slot receiver.
Ooh.
Damn it.
That was literally my next pick. But since you went Wes Welker, I'm going to take Cooper Kupp.
You have to.
I'm going to go tight end Tony Gonzalez.
I'm going to go ahead and start bolstering my line. Give Jason Kelce some help. I'm going to go with Orlando Pace.
Oh, okay. He was on mine too. He was one of mine that I had selected.
Also, I didn't separate my tackles left to right, my guard left to right. I just hit them guard and tackles.
Oh, okay.
That's what I did the same thing.
Yeah, because I feel like the guys that are the top would be able to just interchange left and right.
Switch and swap.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
I am too. So I'm going to go ahead and just take my guards at this point. I'm going to go with Steve Hutchison, and I'm going to go with Russ Grimm. Go ahead.
I don't have to worry about it. So I'm going to go with my second tackle, and I'm going to go with Jonathan Ogden.
Next up, I'm going to go with my center, and I'm going to go Jim Otto. Tackle Joe Thomas.
All right, I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to go with guard. Faneca.
Alan Faneca?
Yep.
For my other tackle position, I'm going to go Walter Jones. My wide receiver two, I got to go Megatron. I got to go Calvin Johnson.
Fuck, that was my next pick. My second guard, I'm going to go Bruce Matthews.
Jason Peters, did you guys – neither one of you said Jason Peters, did you?
No.
No, mm-mm. I'm going to go Jason Peters.
Okay.
My guard, first guard, I'm going to go Christopher Allen Jr.
That's not bad at all. Know how much you love your Cowboys. So for my wide receiver one, it's going to be hard, but I got to go with somebody that I can depend on to always be there, to be able to make the catch. Don't have to worry about it, the route running. Don't worry, have to worry about him being a diva. Don't worry about him dropping the ball. I'm going to go with Larry Fitzgerald.
I know some people are going to think, oh, you're going to go with Uncle Shay Shay. Nope. Give me Gronk. I want Rob Gronkowski as my tight end. And for my slot receiver, give me Julian Edelman.
All right. For my last pick, I'm going to go with Chris Carter.
Chris Carter.
Yep.
Last pick, and it's guard, and I'm going to go with Mike Munchak.
All right. But, yeah, that's our picks, guys. Let us know who you think won. We'll have the rosters up on the screen so you guys can check them out. But, yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Whose roster is the best? Whose overall team is the best? Just let us know. And we thank you guys for tuning into this one. Anything you guys want to say before we bounce out here tonight?
As always, check out movementradio.us. That is your one-stop shop for all things Movement Radio.
What you got to say, Raj?
As always, hit the like, subscribe, share with your friends, leave a comment, tell us why you guys are wrong and why I won. But as always, you know, just hit that like button.
Right, as always, of course. And shout out to all of our sponsors, man. The OGGearAnime.com, audibletrial.com/movementradio, Canvazoo, Lily, W.GG, what she said, Get Response, Elementor, Entertainment Earth, and I know, I'm getting to it. And Just Cash Clothing. Is it? Okay, well, here, use this one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That being said, y'all, thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. We appreciate you guys. To all of our friends that's been down with us day one, you know who you are. Thank you for the love and support. And that's it. We'll see you guys next time right here on another episode of Something About Sports. Let's hit them with the outro.
Please do not leave without leaving a like, comment, share, and subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform and right here on YouTube.
Make sure you check out all of our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Check out the YouTube channel. Subscribe. Click that bell to get notified of our latest videos. Streamlabs.com/movementradio/merch. Go cop some merch. And movementradio.us, your one-stop shop for all things Movement Radio.
I am Chip Hazard.
I'm Talon Williams.
And I'm Roger Sierra.
And this is Movement Radio.
God's plan.